and some shade. It sounds like God. It was just a few schools. 9 universities. I repeat the number in Ojibwe Mo'in. Zhangasui. She startles at my sharp tone. I feel her eyes on me even without looking over. My voice softens in tandem with slowing down for the coming turn. Pauline, it was 9 places I'd never get into even if I wanted to go, which I don't. I tap my brakes while using my left turn blinker because you never know who's watching and reporting back to Auntie. I don't want to be anywhere except Sugar Island. Never leave Sugar Island? She asks, in that same surprised and judgy way she uses. Like, never ever? Never ever sounds good to me, I say, making the turn. There are other schools you might like, you know. Mackinac State College is my safety. You could apply there. Nah, all the statues there are old Zaganosh dudes, non-natives, colonizers. You really want to study where women and people of color are invisible? Ignoring me, Pauline checks for any strands that might have escaped her tightly wound bun of jet black hair. She pauses a hand at her ear, smoothing the area. You look good, Egg, I assure her. She rolls her eyes at the private nickname, but allows the tiniest smile to break through. The narrow dirt road is an obstacle course of curves, dips, and bumps that continues for a half mile. It ends in a loop at a dilapidated log building where our tribe used to hold camps for learning stuff, like how to smoke white fish or make maple syrup. Why is the tribe having the summer interns come here for orientation instead of the bougie new camp in town? Isn't this place condemned? I ask while pulling up to the entrance. As usual, my sister knows the answer to everything. No Wi-Fi, no decent cell phone signals. She uses the visor mirror to apply the coral pink lip gloss that pops against her blemish-free dark complexion to immerse us in culture without distractions. More like immersed in mosquitoes. I grab the can of bug spray from the center console. Pauline takes it before reaching for the door handle. She waves to a group of friends dressed like her, in short floral print rompers and wedge sneakers. They hug as if it's been a year instead of a week since they last saw each other. My sister offers mosquito repellent and is praised for her smart thinking. She stretches a long, slender brown leg coated in shimmery body lotion for someone to spray with the bug dope. A loud bang jolts my attention. Lucas Chippaway stands in front of the Jeep, palm raised over the dark green hood. He follows up with another crisp beat. Before he can launch into a drum solo, I tap the horn and roll down the window. Move it along, Lucas, I say. He breaks into the lopsided grin that makes him a certified hottie to everyone except Pauline and me. Woke you up, he says. Hey, sorry I couldn't give Pauline a ride this morning. Had to stay at Granny's last night and didn't think I'd get back on the island in time. Lucas nods hello to a trio of girls taking selfies they won't be able to post until later. They giggle before turning their backs to him. He pretends not to notice when they angle their phones to include his mischievous smile and compact, muscular body in the background. You regret not getting an internship? He struts over to my window. $400 a week for 10 weeks. That's serious bank. Do I regret skipping the interview to go fishing? I laugh at my own joke before faking stone-cold seriousness. Guess what, hey? Pauline got assigned to intern with Tribal Council, the only high school student to ever get placed with them in the history of the Kinomage Summer Internship Program. I delight in making fun of my sister, but I'd never do it in front of anyone but Lucas.